Fairbanks City Councilman David Pruse says he introduced the ordinance to give city police a more efficient way to enforce the ban on public pot smoking than the time-consuming process that would be required by enforcing a state law.
Our police officers would be writing a ticket for the state, going to the state courthouse, testifying for a district attorney who probably won't bother to show up for this case.
Pruse says making public pot smoking a minor offense punishable by a $100 fine will save cops hours of paperwork and preparation for courtroom testimony.
Keep it on a parking ticket level, and that way they can go directly to the city clerk's office and pay it, or if they want to appeal it, they can take it to traffic court.
Pruse says the proposed city ordinance does not require smoking or consuming pot on private property to be done out of sight. That would differ from proposals by other local government officials who say marijuana consumption should be allowed on private property, but not in a location where it could be seen by someone on a sidewalk or other public place. Pruse says the ordinance respects private property rights and it sets a penalty that's proportionate to the offense.
Do you want to waste a police officer's time and resources by having someone call and have an officer go there and knock on a door about something that's equivalent to a parking ticket? My thought is, no, we don't.
The council will hold a public hearing on the proposed ordinance when it comes back for a second reading and possible passage on February 23rd. That's one day before the state law permitting personal use and possession of pot goes into effect. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.